Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Levi, I'm sorry. I got to run because Keith Williams, who is Markelle Fultz's trainer, joins us right now. And he's got a couple minutes because he was on a plane today and his phone is about to die. Keith, how you doing?
How y'all doing?
We're doing well. What's your reaction to Markelle coming back? Have you talked to him?
Yeah, no, I was extremely happy for him and his, you know, mom, his sister, you know, because it was a long journey and, you know, he stuck with it and now he's back. He's, you know, he's still not 100%, but he's, you know, his confidence is high and, you know, even not being 100% with the talent he has, he's still gonna do great things like he did on Monday night.
So what was the, I don't want to say change of heart, but Monday came and did the Sixers ask him if he was ready to play? Did Brett ask him and he just said, yeah, let's do it? What went into him actually coming back on Monday?
Well, obviously, I think they, you know, they had their talks with him. And I think from my understanding, they left it up to him. And I think on Monday, he felt good. He wanted to try it, you know, and they went with it, you know. Kudos to Brett and Brian and all those guys for, you know, believing in him and giving him an opportunity to do what he loves to do.
When you say he's not 100%, Keith, you mean, are you saying he's not 100% healthy or he's not 100%
ready?
Yeah. I mean, 100% ready because he hasn't played in 5-6 months, you know,
okay. Trying
to catch up to the speed of the
right. Game
and the size because he never had that period, you know, like most rookies in first 20 games where you get more comfortable with your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. Through this process, I would imagine that he had to not only get healthy physically, but he also, I mean, there was so much talk about the form of the shot and the confidence in the shot. Just from your perspective and dealing with him, is he confident in, I guess, his technique, his form, his shooting form? You know, how does he feel about how close does he feel that he is to being the guy that they took number one overall coming out of Washington?
I can't honestly answer that question, but I think obviously with him taking 13 shots in 14 minutes, confidence is really, really high, and I think the rest is just reps. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, again, every NBA player they get, you know, a lead up period, a month it takes for, you know, them to get ready, get in shape, get in camp. So my guess would be toward the end of these, you know, these 10 games, I think you'll see a noticeable difference in him every single game. And maybe it might not reflect in terms of points, but you'll see he's getting more and more comfortable with himself and with his teammates because he's trying to, you know, build that camaraderie with them on the floor now, you know, because they've mm-hmm. done it without him for so long.
Yeah, and you know what, Keith, you look good on Monday night and the Sixers mm-hmm. and the Knicks tonight down at the Wells Fargo Center. Keith Williams, who is Markelle Fultz's trainer, joins us. Keith, there was a story by Brian Windhorst on ESPN where he said that there was anxiety that played a part in him being out as long as he has. Is any of this related to anxiety or anything mental, or is this purely a physical injury?
Well, I won't really touch on that. I think this is an opportunity for Markelle, to get an opportunity to tell his story, you know, when he's ready and what he actually went through, you know. But obviously, when you go through something physical and you're young, I'm sure that it's going to affect your confidence and your mentality toward, you know, what you normally do. So I'm sure it'll be a little some of that for sure.
Where's the shot right now? Is it when he was in college? Where is he right now with shooting now that he is feeling better physically? Is he back to where he was before?
I don't think he's back to where he was in college, but I believe he's definitely well on his way for sure. And I think, you know, he'll take that moment in the game and he'll just, you know, he'll react, you know, which all the great players do. They just react to a situation And then, you know, and it'll be just like that, you know, because that's not something that you forget, you know. He didn't forget how to shoot, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think, it, you know, the physical ailments and things he was dealing with kind of threw his form and everything off. But you never forget, you know, how to shoot, as good a shooter as he is.
Yeah, and I think it's unfair to expect him to be playing at that level, having so much time off and dealing with some of the other stuff that was the reason for him being off. You just can't expect him to step on the court at this time and be that level of player with so much going on around him. Just talking to him, how do you think his spirits are? What's his feeling?
He's super high.
Mm-hmm.
He's super high. I mean, he couldn't be happier. His family couldn't be happier that he gets the chance to do exactly what he wants to do, and that is to play basketball. So, you know, he's ecstatic. I mean, the love that Philly showed him was incredible. You know, I could never imagine that he was going to get a standing ovation as soon as he stood up to sub in. You know, that was fantastic.
It was cool. It was cool. Yeah, I got some goosebumps there, Keith. It was good. It was good to see for the kid.
Question. Yep, it was great.
And last thing, Keith, we appreciate you joining us. Listen, this was a tough year for both the team and the player. Any hard feelings on Markel's part or on the 76ers' part, or is everybody happy right now? How's it all played out?
Nah, zero. It's like any other relationship. You know, at times, you know, things may go awry a little bit, and everybody's trying to figure each other out. But I think everybody's felt, you know, found a good space to be in. And, you know, I think it's a great place for him to be. And obviously they got a great team. They got an opportunity in the next, you know, 5 to 7 years to be something special. So
they definitely do.
Philly is definitely a great place for him to be.
All right, Keith, appreciate you calling in, man.
Yep.
Good talking to you.
All right.
There he is, Keith Williams. All right, coming up next is Rights to Ricky. They'll react to that, and they'll talk about the big game tonight, man. We'll see.
You got the Knicks.
What's your official stat line again?
What did I say, 13, 6, and 5?
I'm going to go with 8, 5, and 3.
I'm going double digits, dog.
Is he hitting a 3
Double
tonight?
Digits. That's the real question. Will he hit a 3 tonight? Will he shoot a 3?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!